أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. Surah An-Najm, the chapter of the star. And we've been looking at part number 11 under the theme of the vast forgiveness of God. And we've been reviewing verse number 32. Now, as you recall from our previous discussion, we looked at a few of the words that God has used in this chapter and also tried to understand the difference between the big and the small sins and some of the stages that people will go through in terms of sinning and realizing that all of our actions have been recorded in our book of deeds. The fact that on the day of resurrection, this book will be thrown open and we will read it. And the fact that at the end of that reading, that session of reading our book of actions, some will cry out loud that this book, what kind of a book is this? It contains everything, the small and the big, all of the actions that we performed, and it enumerates all of them. Today, we want to continue in this discussion of the sins and try to better understand what some of the major sins are. Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati in this section quotes a lengthy tradition from the 8th Imam, Imam al-Ridha, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which the 8th Imam lists and enumerates the major sins. And he lists them as being the following. Killing an innocent person. Illicit sexual relationships outside of the bounds of marriage. Theft. Consuming intoxicants. Displeasing one's parents and having one's parents disown them. Fleeing from the war front. Misappropriating the property of the orphan, eating meat of an animal which has died on its own, consuming blood, eating anything which comes from the pig, and also consuming anything which has not been slaughtered according to the rules of Islam, engaging in interest-bearing transactions, taking bribes, gambling, not being truthful and fair in business dealings, making false accusations of sexual impropriety against chaste women, homosexuality, bearing false witness, having despair in the mercy of God, feeling that one is immune from the divine retribution, losing complete hope in the mercy of God, helping and relying upon the oppressors, making a false oath, not giving others their rights, lying, being proud, being extravagant in all areas of life, being miserly in all areas of life, being treacherous, being indifferent in terms of the performance of the Hajj when it had become an obligation on the individual to perform, having enmity for the close friends, the awliya of Allah, busying oneself with things which fall into the category of lahu and la'ib, things such as the forbidden types of music, entertainment, etc., and the continuous performance of sins. In regards to the sentence from this verse in which God has said, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, so do not acclaim your own virtue, Imam al-Baqir, peace be upon him, has been quoted as saying the following, don't be proud due to your prayers, your salat, your charity, zakat, your fasting, the sawm, and other acts of worship, as God best knows the people who are truly the God-conscious, those with taqwa. It was once asked of Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, is it permissible for a person to compliment and praise himself? The Imam replied, if there is some necessity which requires him to do this, then it is not a problem. The Imam then said, have you not heard that when Prophet Yusuf went to the governor of Egypt, he began to praise himself and said, اجعلني على الخزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم, that place me in authority over the treasures of the land. Surely I am a good keeper, knowing well. Once, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, overheard a group of people talking and boasting about themselves, saying, yesterday I was busy in prayers for the entire night until the morning prayers. And in addition, yesterday I fasted. To this, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said to this group of people, "Yesterday I slept the entire night and did not fast." Now by saying this, the Imam was showing us that sometimes, in order to put an end to pride and arrogance in others, such words must be uttered by the leaders of the faith. One time a Jewish person came to the noble messenger of God, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. And this Jewish man began to boast of the miracles which Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, had performed in his lifetime. To this the Prophet replied, "It is not desirable for a person to praise themselves. However, in order for it to be made clear to you, let me say the following. In order for Prophet Adam to perform his repentance to God, in order for Prophet Noah to be saved from the flood, in order for Prophet Abraham to be rescued from the fire, and in order for Prophet Moses to be averted from the fear which he faced, they all prayed to God and took the pledge upon the right of Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, praise be upon all of them, for their salvation." The Prophet went on to say, "O Jewish man, if Musa was to meet me, he would have brought about belief in me and my message. Imam al-Mahdi is from my lineage, and know that Prophet Jesus will descend from the skies in order to help him and will perform the prayers behind him." Let us take a pause here before we go into the next discussion about some of the points about sins and disobedience of God. And when we resume in our next session, we'll go over this topic and to see what the respected author Sheikh Qaraati has to say about sinning and disobedience to the teachings of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.